Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Yesterday, a lady called me out on social media, and I'm actually really glad she did. And here's the quick story. I did a quick survey in one of the Facebook groups that I run, and things are very intense right now. We're days before the conference, days before the book launch, and it's Facebook Friday yesterday. So what I did is I basically said, hey, if you guys want me to do a Facebook Friday on these author topics, vote below. But if you don't vote, I'll cancel it. And listen, I don't know this lady, but she laid into me and she said, love the vote, love the Facebook theme, but threatening your followers is not cool. And I'm not going to give you any of my attention or my business. Now look, when she posted that, I'll tell you what, it got my attention because it caused me to think about how I worded what I worded. My goal was not to threaten anybody. My goal was to say, you know, hey, things are pretty busy. If you guys need help with this, I'll do it. I'd love to do it. But if not, if nobody votes, I'll just cancel the Facebook Friday because I'm sure if it's not relevant for them, it's not going to be worth it. It's not going to be profitable for anybody. Anyway, I was tempted to delete her comment. I was tempted to defend myself, but instead, I actually thanked her publicly. I said, you know what? Thank you so much for taking the time to comment. I can see where that comment came from. I apologize. That was not my intention. And I want to thank you. And I'll tell you what, that took a lot to say that, because when we get someone who kind of posts something that might be inaccurate or might be accurate, if it's an intense comment, it's so easy to go after people and react. But I chose this time to say, hold on, time out. You know what? I could see where she's coming from. I could see where that comment, you know, may have been perceived that way. So anyway, she responded back and said, thank you for your comment. And I just appreciate you taking the time to say that. And she said, sorry for misunderstanding you. Anyway, it was a great model. It was a great model of two people trying to give the other person the benefit of the doubt. And let's be honest, it doesn't always happen like that at all. So I left a comment up there just so other people could kind of see this interaction. Many times on social media, we don't give people the benefit of the doubt. Instead, we react, we defend, we fight back, and then it turns into this huge, crazy thing, just like in real life. You see, social media a lot of times is just like real life, meaning people can get other people fired up like that. So anyway, I want to give a shout out to this lady. She was awesome. And I want to give a shout out to just the response. Respond on social media, do not react, and give people the benefit of the doubt. And listen, the world will be a much better place. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.